straight to David in Toms River, New Jersey. David, you are on with Tim Staples on Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. What's your question for Tim?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, welcome.
My question is actually a situation. My wife's mother was divorced from her father when she was small.
Divorced?
She never got in her own.
Your wife's mother was divorced from your wife's father. Okay.
Father. When she was young, when my wife was young.
Yes.
Also, she's now remarried by the law, and the gentleman she married was married before in a church marriage, and they both never got annulments. Now they live together. And my situation is my wife does not want to support their relationship at all.
Mm-hmm.
She says she doesn't want to go to their house. She doesn't want to support their relationship in any way. You know, we still speak to her mother. You know, we let her see our children and we go out together. But she doesn't want to support their relationship in any way. And she cites the scripture, 1 Corinthians 5:12.
Mm-hmm.
And this situation is causing a lot of stress in our marriage and with the family. So I'm wondering if she's justified in what she's doing.
Yeah, I would say no, even though on the objective level, they are living outside of God's plan. If, in fact, they have not received annulments. Now, are there some kind of mitigating circumstances that you and I are not aware of? I don't know. But I think on the objective level, there's no doubt they are living outside of God's covenant, and that is serious matter. However, I would love to talk to her, in fact, because if we take that hard of a line, now I would recommend that you don't go to the wedding when these people are entering into this illicit relationship. I'd recommend that. But even there, we have to be very careful before we start making these, you know, red lines and such, because we do have to look at particular situations and circumstances. But beyond the actual marriage, when now they've been living together for many, many years and such, now is the time to evangelize. I mean, now is the time to get together with them. Now is the time to step in like Jesus. You know, I was just reading again Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, just in fact, right before I came on the radio here, and he uses the example of Jesus in John 4 with the Samaritan woman at the well. You know, he didn't, you know, just condemn her, but he called her, and to recognize she was in an illicit marriage and she needs to get out of it if she's going to have full communion with Jesus. And Pope Francis talks about that. But if you don't have the lines of communication, and remember, in that situation, Jesus went extraordinary on us. I mean, because in that day and age, as you know, David, I'm sure, you, as a rabbi, you don't talk to a woman in public. You certainly don't talk to a Samaritan either. He did both, you know, till he killed two birds with one stone in approaching that Samaritan woman and minister to her right where she is. And I think that's Pope Francis' overall message. Minister to her where she is. And I think that's got to be your focus, and hopefully your wife can come on board to minister to her where she is. Love her with the truth and bring both of them to the fullness of God's plan.